From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Trump administration continues to fight for the nomination of Gina Haspel as director of the Central Intelligence Agency. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on Monday said Haspel is qualified for the position.
We think all of the issues surrounding her record, her experience will be brought up, and we're fully confident in her ability to answer those questions.
Trump's Twitter message on Monday morning followed news reports that Haspel offered to withdraw her nomination last week. White House officials are worried about her role in the harsh interrogation of terror suspects. She decided not to withdraw and will face a confirmation hearing this week. President Trump will announce on Tuesday whether he will pull the U.S. out of the 2015 agreement restricting Iran's nuclear activities in exchange for the dropping of economic sanctions on Iran. Associated Press White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders had just finished fielding questions about when it would happen.
The president will make an announcement on what his decision is soon.
Minutes later, he tweeted it will be tomorrow. He faces a Saturday deadline for deciding whether to uphold the landmark deal between Tehran and world powers. The president's called it one of the worst deals ever struck and has said he'd pull out unless it's revised. But European allies have been fiercely lobbying him to stay part of the agreement. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Trump administration has named a former official of the Venezuelan Intelligence Service, two of his aides, and 20 companies under their control as narcotics traffickers. Vice President Mike Pence announced the sanctions on Pedro Luis Martin Olivares during a speech on Monday. This is VOA News. An Afghan Air Force attack on an open-air religious gathering killed 30 children and wounded 51 more last month. A UN investigation published Monday said at least 6 adults were killed and 20 wounded when Afghan helicopters attacked the site in Kunduz province, where a group of men and boys had gathered to celebrate students' memorization of the Quran. The Afghan government says it was targeting senior Taliban leaders. A 17-year-old girl who was set on fire after being raped in eastern India is fighting for her life in a hospital with more than 50% of her body covered in burns. Vladimir Putin took the oath of office for his fourth term as Russian president on Monday. He promised to pursue an economic agenda that would raise living standards across the country. Some observers believe Putin has restored Russia's prominence on the world stage through military actions. Cameroon is fighting the spread of weapons as it battles two insurgencies and prepares to hold important nationwide elections this year. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzuka reports from a town near the capital where the military says it discovered a large cache of illegal weapons in a warehouse.
The location of the warehouse has sparked concern. Awai is 55 kilometers from the capital. The town hosts an international school for security forces called E-Forces that trains African militaries on peacekeeping techniques. Officials suspect the weapons came overland from neighboring countries, in particular Nigeria. The discovery remains a hot topic of local conversation. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Awai, Cameroon.
Lava flowing from a volcano in Hawaii continues to cause destruction. Reuters correspondent Nathan Frandino reports.
A new fissure that opened up on Sunday night is spewing more lava flows and threatening homes near Kilauea Volcano on Hawaii's Big Island. The Hawaii County Civil Defense Agency says the flows have already destroyed at least 26 homes and forced 1,700 people to evacuate since Kilauea erupted last Thursday. The latest fissure sits 12 miles from the volcano. So far, no fatalities or major injuries have been reported, but authorities say that could change at a moment's notice. And with more lava and gas eruptions expected, authorities are taking no chances and warning everyone to stay away.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.